feels like the last, I guess, couple of years has been, you know, building some solid foundations, and, you know, you can feel like you're doing a lot of work and not making a lot of progress, but definitely yesterday was, really feels like we're starting to put the trusses up on the house, and you can really start to see some action, and the athletes have really grown a lot in confidence, and, you know, particularly the Tongan girls, who started a couple of years ago, very quiet, very reserved, and it's like a little monster's grown inside them, and they're fist pumping and yelling and cheering and really fighting hard for every point. So it's fantastic.
In terms of raw talent, I mean, how good do you think these players from Tonga, from Guam, could turn out to be?
Amazing, to be honest. I mean, I still firmly believe that some of the best talent is out there in the Pacific. We did some testing on our athletes on Saturday morning. We had a camp over the weekend prior to competition starting, and we tested all of our athletes, and their results are amazing. So, I mean, basically, I think the raw athletic talent is out there in the Pacific, and it's just, I guess, my job to assist in the governance and administration and just ensure the opportunities are in place for the athletes to achieve to their potential.
Now, I suppose the question next on the list, therefore, is how does a developing country like Tonga close the gap on the inevitable two giants in the region, Australia and New Zealand? The Oceania Championships are set up in such a way that two teams from Tonga, Guam, New Caledonia, Tahiti, will qualify to go in with Australia and New Zealand at the next stage. If Tonga were to get through, I mean, what do you think? How do you think they will fare against the Australians and the New Zealanders? Is there a risk that their morale could be damaged?
Yeah, well, this is the first year we've tried this system. So previously in the team competition, we've had like two pools in round robins, which include obviously one New Zealand and Australia in each pool. So whereas this time around, we've had the Pacific countries playing off first before then they go to meet New Zealand and Australia. And I think it really helps build their confidence. Like they've grown a lot even just in yesterday's two ties. So that's helping a lot. And plus, we actually have funding from the Badminton World Federation for player development, and that funding is tagged to countries who are not currently competing internationally. So within Oceania, that means everyone except New Zealand and Australia. So we've called that our Pacific Player Development Program, and it's now been running for coming up 3 years. And like I said, we're really starting to see the fruits of that this week.
Now, I mentioned that Papua New Guinea is the next country that you're looking to bring into the Oceania family. Of course, a huge population, a lot of sporting talent. You would think a lot of raw sporting talent. So how excited are you at the prospect of getting Papua New Guinea on board?
Very excited. We've been trying for a while, to be honest. I visited Papua New Guinea after the New Caledonia Games, Pacific Games, in 2011, so that was in November, and that was basically to meet up with people. I was hosted by the National Olympic Committee and start to meet the people that are involved in badminton and see if we can establish a national federation. So that did happen, and we're aware there are a lot of people playing, more than I think everyone realises, but it's just not organised at this stage. So we do have a national federation now in place, and the current president, Kinivangi Paro, he actually ran a stall at the PNG Sports Expo, which was held at the Sir John Guy's Indoor Stadium the 26th to the 28th of November. He set up a Facebook group, and there's already 370 members. So we're aware there's a lot going on. It's just a matter of getting that governance and administration structures in place so that we can have some structured and planned activities.
Of course, as a result of hosting the Pacific Games last year, Papua New Guinea have some very good and brand new facilities, a lot of money being put into sport at the moment. So do you believe that their development might actually happen more quickly, say, than it has in Tonga, that they could be in the Oceania Championships maybe even as soon as next year?
Yeah, definitely. Also, I know that there are people playing. I have heard from a fellow colleague involved in hockey who went into an indoor stadium in Leh to take a hockey coaching course, and they had to chase people off the court playing badminton. So we are aware that there is badminton being played. We are aware that there are some fantastic athletes, and basically our first role is to, we want to get the BWF shuttle time school badminton program underway and get some tutors and teachers trained to deliver so that we can, you know, fast track the development from the participation programs through into coach education and player development. And I've no doubt once we get that started, things will progress very quickly.